Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
More Than a Mere Coupon by Marilda Melwhite, California, USA. There was nothing in the house to eat, and I was hungry. I was also downright grouchy, because I had to go to the store before I could have breakfast. I don't much like starting a day like that. Adding to my frustration, by the time I got to the market, I couldn't remember anything else I needed. I wandered around and finally picked up a 40-pound bag of dog food and a few other things and headed for the checkout. There were only 3 checkers working, and every one of them had a long line, further fueling my bad mood. Then I really picked the wrong line. The people in front of me had 2 carts full, and as the checker started ringing them up, they worried out loud that they might not have enough money for everything. They started sorting things into must-have and maybe piles and checking the subtotal after every beep. I understood their situation. I've been there too, but they were going to take forever, and I just wanted to get home to eat my donuts. Then it hit me. I'd forgotten to pick up the donuts for my breakfast. I left to get the things that had brought me to the store in the first place, and back at the check stand a few moments later, crankier than ever, I picked a different line. The woman ahead of me there looked at my cart and said, "I think I have a coupon for that." "What?" I said rather stupidly. I was so sure that every minute of the day was going to be rotten that I didn't realize yet that my fortune was turning. "The dog food," she said, going through an envelope. "I'm sure I have a coupon for that." She found it and handed it to me. I noticed then that she had the same brand of dog food in her cart, so I suggested she might want to save the coupon for herself. "Oh no," she said, "I have plenty of these. You're welcome to it." I took it and thanked her profusely. The woman probably thought I was overdoing it with my many thanks for a $3 coupon, but then again, I wasn't just thanking her for a mere coupon. I was thanking her for reminding me that sometimes, when I least expect it and least deserve it, some small, kind act by a stranger can hit me smack dab in the eyes and turn my whole day around.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.